Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
John Landecker prepared for another night of broadcasting as he aligns his knobs just to make sure everything's the way it's supposed to be, because, you know, if your knobs are out of alignment and you're trying to do a radio program, that's bad. But now I think everything's okay. What a unique beginning to the show we have today. So here we are, like, what, the second day in June, and Todd's here from Antenna TV.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. My knobs are aligned.
I think that's going to be the new catchphrase from now on. So
we'll get the rights of that right away.
So the Nostalgia Stories podcasts, there are four of them every – well, I guess there's one every month.
Every week. So we have five
week.
Coming up.
So we have June. Week. Yeah, we have – there's five in June. And this has got to be the most unique, for a lot of different reasons, lineup that – we've had yet. First of all, I started out with Loretta Swift from
yes.
MASH
yes,
as Hot Lips Houlihan. And as it turns out, ironically, that's one of the interviews you have this month.
Yes.
And then you have, this blew my mind, you have an interview with Daryl Hall by himself.
Yes.
And then you have an interview with John Oates by himself, and they can't stand each other.
Unfortunately, I was able to interview them right after all the hoopla was announced. So,
wow.
I was able to get both of them separately.
Well, yes, obviously, because if you had
yes.
them both, they'd be on the floor fighting, running around.
Yes. It was unfortunate because there wasn't much talk of Hall & Oates in both of the conversations.
No, yeah,
but
I listened, yeah.
Still very, very interesting. I mean, they talked about all their influences and lots of great stories, particularly from John Oates. I mean, he really... He talked a lot about where his influences come from and how his
yeah.
parents listened to big band music and all that fun stuff. So, but we had Loretta Swift for week two. Daryl Hall's up right now.
Right.
You can go to WGNradio.com and look for Antenna TV's podcast. It's also posted on Antenna TV's Facebook page. We do that every Monday. Loretta Swett unfortunately passed away Friday, so we switched things around over the weekend, and we're going to have her next week. Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan on
yep.
MASH. She won two yep. Emmys for that role. In the interview, she talks about how she got into MASH and how she acquired the role, and she talks about her broad appreciation for the being able to play that character. I mean, it's a really... iconic character that she played. I mean, of course, the timeliness a bit, but she really defined a different sort of role for women in television. I mean,
yes,
they
indeed.
Were sort of germinating
Definitely.
At the time,
yeah,
but
yeah.
she was, you know, somebody who had to stand up to a whole lot of men because she was, you know, one among many men on a MASH site in
yeah.
Korean War. So. Yeah. Yeah, she's tough, but she still has, you know, like, a lot of heart. I mean, we all know the role very well, and if you haven't, please watch MASH. But,
you know, the thing, and I thought she had a rather unusual, I'm not going to say it now because I don't want to spoil it, but I thought she had a rather unusually, a slightly different path to getting the role that normally one would not hear. And if I just want to back up a second to Daryl Hall, you talked to him about... it's Daryl's Place, right? Isn't that the name of that?
Live at Daryl's House.
Live at Daryl's House.
Like a Christmas tree yeah. when we talk about that.
Which I've seen many times, and he said they never rehearse.
They never rehearse.
That is crazy.
Yeah, well, he talks about how they go to a different direction is basically there's no audience. They don't
yeah.
rehearse. They don't know what they're going to play. So everyone's kind of like on a little bit of an edge.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and they just kind of go with whatever flows. You know, it's usually all first takes. He's had some doozies on there, man. I love that show.
Yeah, like, that's a great show.
Yeah, and the guests vary a whole lot.
Yep.
You know, he had CeeLo Green on there one time.
I know, man.
And all kinds of fun people. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, famously from Philadelphia, PA.
Indeed.
Fun fact about him is his college R&B group, the Templetons, named after Temple University, beat out the Delphonics.
What?
Yes, in a music competition at the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, my God.
That is a feat.
Well, listen, I lived in Philadelphia in the late 60s at working on radio, and I know all about the Gambelhoff and the Delphonics, who were gigantic, and the fact that their band would beat the Delphonics in anything is...
Yeah.
Pretty outstanding.
I mean, Daryl Hall is no questions, very, very talented. Hall & Oates actually opened for David Bowie in his premiere tour. Yes,
wow.
Ziggy Stardust tour. And of course, if you don't know Hall & Oates, She's Gone, Rich Girl, Kisses on My List, Private Eyes. The list goes on and on. In the interview, he talks about his mother's influence. She was a classically trained vocal teacher, and how she would make him bark like a dog to train his vocal cords when he was a young kid. And they used to put him on stage when he was about 5 to 6 years old. So he was out there quick.
Yeah.
Talks about the range of fans. There's honestly, and I'll speak from experience myself, he's got a young fan base. Like, there's a lot of people who appreciate him who are 30 and under.
Yeah, right.
You know, honestly. I mean, Hall & Oates is just such a good band.
We're going to take a break, okay? And we're going to do more from this month's array of podcasts.
Yes, sir.
When we come back in just a minute. 720 WGN with John Landecker. And yes, it is kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. I think we all know that by now. 722, we're talking to Todd from Antenna TV. I've got him all screwed up because I've taken the order of what's happening this month and shuffled it around for whatever reason.
I'm good. I'm good. I took good notes.
Yes. Well, I know that you were going to do Gilbert O'Sullivan in week three. But
yes.
Considering how much time we had left, I just wanted to make sure we got Nick in.
Of course.
Because you know, it's the Buckinghams.
It's, Buckinghams from Chicago.
Indeed.
Yes. Named after, well, it's an interesting story of the name of the Buckinghams. They were first called the Pulsations. And the Pulsations actually won a competition to be the house band for WGN's variety show.
What?
All-time hits in 1965.
Was this a TV show?
Yes, it was.
I wonder if there's some old...
There, I bet you there is somewhere.
I don't know.
We'll have to go to Bradley Place and...
Yeah, whatever they used in those archives. Days to record. That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They changed the names from the Pulsations because the British Invasion was around. They needed something a little more British sounding, and they decided upon the name the Buckinghams after the fountain.
Indeed.
In Chicago. Known for kind of a drag and various other songs. Oh, You Don't You Care is the other one. Pardon me.
Yep.
And maybe Susan, I didn't take as good as notes as I thought.
Yep.
So, he's the bassist for
Buckinghams. Yeah.
Strangely enough, he started out as a guitarist, but he needed the gig to be in the Buckinghams, so he switched the bass guitar.
You know,
he talks about
One of the stories that struck me was his close friendship with Keith Moon.
Yes.
Yeah, that came out of left field.
Classic Keith Moon story.
Yeah.
At the end of the interview, which you'll have to see. It involves a TV and a hotel.
Oh, it's very famous.
Yeah. Yes. Very Keith Moon. talks about he has a big influence on Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, yeah.
And he basically says it out loud. He's like, we started brass rock.
That's right.
Very Chicago sound, influencing, you know, Ides of March and Chicago. where you have a heavy horn section in a rock band. Really good interview. Really nice guy.
And that leaves Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, yes. He's actually...
Alone Again Naturally.
Yes. He is week four.
Yep.
Famous Irish singer. Alone Again Naturally. Get Down. Claire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all those fun songs. Yeah. Fun fact about Gilbert O'Sullivan. He was involved in a lawsuit with a famous rapper named Biz Markie.
Oh, yeah, I know Biz Markie. What was the lawsuit about?
Say he's just a friend, if you don't know Biz Markie. Biz Markie covered Alone Again Naturally and did
Straight
not get
up?
Copyright. No.
Wait a minute. Oh, he just sampled it.
No. He, what? If you, all of you go on Google and look it up.
No, I'm ready to go.
Yes. He basically covered of the, I mean, it's a rap version, but it's almost note for note, Alone Again Naturally.
That is insane.
Yes. And Gilbert O'Sullivan didn't appreciate that. He was not happy about not being asked to have rights to use a song.
No kidding.
I believe Mr. O'Sullivan won out in that one. Great interview, really nice guy, very down-earth, very type A personality, which I kind of appreciate. He doesn't, you know, beat around the bush of anything. He's like, look, I make pop songs. That's what I want to do. They make money, you know.
Right.
He talks about how he played by ear. He ignored theory when he first started out. His first piano teacher actually said that he was not going to be a successful pianist.
Yeah, what do they know?
What do they know? He was eventually picked up by Gordon Mills, who was a manager for Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck. Gilbert O'Sullivan had a very unique look when he first started. I guess he said it was influenced by his silent era movies. So he had, like, you know, torn clothes and baggy pants. He kind of looked like Charlie Chaplin when he first started out.
Yeah, he wasn't like a hard rock person either. He was more of a showman, so to speak. Sort of almost like, not vaudeville, but...
Kind of like Barry Manilow or
sort of.
Sign of that, in the kind of that, in that sort of vein, I guess you could say. I mean, people do say Alone Again Naturally is one of the saddest songs ever written.
Oh, it is. Now, wait a minute. Let me see what this is.
I saw this death bench. Yo, that's my man Cliff. As I flagged him down, he pulled to the side. At this moment, I had to swallow my pride. Cause usually I wouldn't ask for a lift. But it was cold as hell, and my legs were stiff. He said, hey, Biz, what you want, a ride? I said, hell yeah. He said, I can't cause my girls inside.
I'm afraid somebody's going to say something bad.
Who knows? I've heard it before. It's actually not bad, but unfortunately,
I can hear the Alone Again Naturally. Music
he does
behind
the chorus
him.
Is the same. The chorus is the same. So
that's wild.
Yeah, yeah. I was shocked when I read about it too. Because I did research before I interviewed. I was like, Biz Markie, Gilbert O'Sullivan. You know. So interesting connect there. But we've got quite the lineup this month coming up.
Yeah,
a lot
good.
Of goodies.
It's good. And I'll tell you, we didn't spend that much talking about John Oates, but he's a deep thinker, let's put it that way.
He's very well versed in music.
Yes.
And very well versed.
He's made the timeline of popular music his passion.
Yes.
And you can tell that just by listening.
You know, Mr. Landecker, my hope is that if I have these two interviews in 1 month, maybe something will change in their relationship. I don't know. We'll see. I doubt it.
Brought together
Antenna TV brings the Hall & Oates back together.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Imagine that. We'll see.
Well, thanks for being with us. Everybody get a hold of those podcasts because they are absolutely awesome.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you in a month.
Thank you, sir. See you next
betcha.
Month.
Yeah.